Welcome to the Deep Connection Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Alcala, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you your daily dose of morning inspiration and motivation. I'm also a spiritualist here to help you raise your vibrations and dive deep into your healing journey. Now, this podcast has a wide range of topics from self-help, shadow work, manifestation, life coaching, spirituality, relationships, and the metaphysical. If this sounds like something you're interested in, then stick around and have a listen. So let's dive into today. So today is episode 5 or part 5 of the 24-part Abundance Block series. And so today's Abundance Block is fear of growth. Now, if this is your first episode and you're just listening for the first time, I do recommend that you go back and listen to the previous episodes in order if you are interested in moving through your Abundance Blocks. Now, what are Abundance Blocks? Abundance Blocks are anything that keeps us from our natural abundance and prosperity and happiness and joy in our life. So throughout these series, we tackle these abundance blocks, we clear out limiting beliefs, and we step into our fullest potential. Now, before we get into the abundance blocks, we are on number 5 of 24. So today, fear of growth. Tomorrow, fear of success. And then going down the list, fear of rejection, fear of numbers, clearing indecision, clearing stuckness, clearing values, getting clear on your future, clearing clutter, clearing family blocks, clearing blame, discovering the ultimate you, discovering your ultimate self, turning blocks into profits, clearing self-sabotage, clearing lack of self-worth, clearing financial messes, clearing financial illusions, fear of scarcity, and welcoming in abundance. So today we are talking about fear of growth. And so why would we fear growth? What is the fear of growth? Well, fear of growth comes in many forms. We might fear growing within ourselves because we think we will lose what we currently have. This includes relationships, jobs, your car, your home, your family, your friends. And even if these things that we currently have don't bring us happiness, we might fear growth because we like the idea of something more than we actually like obtaining it. So let's go through this. Let's kind of unpack this here. So when we're talking about the fear of growth, and you may want something better for yourself, and you may want to excel, you may want to succeed, that's going to bring in a lot of changes in your life. And those changes might not always be pleasant, especially for those around you. When we grow, people can tell you things like, you've changed and I don't even recognize you anymore, and how could you do this to me? So something like a drastic change, such as a move, like perhaps it's a move to even another country or even just out of the state. What will people think if you go to pursue your, you know, your new job or you make more money? Just all of these things that are good for us, we tend to hold ourselves back based on what other people might think of us or based on what we will have to give up to have those things. So where in your life are you holding yourself back based on those things? When it comes to relationships, the reality is as you grow, some people can't come with you. And, you know, even if we want them to, even if we can feel like we can help them and guide them, sometimes that's not our job. And that could become very, like, burdensome. You know, one of the things that my husband and I experienced was we wanted to move out of this city and we were peer pressured by our friends. And we had plans to move. This was several years ago. And we were very close with our friends. And they all told us, oh, no, don't move. And within 3 months, we no longer had any of that friend group. So we missed out on an opportunity based on peer pressure. Don't play small and let other people dictate how you live your life. It's okay and safe for you to grow. One of the things is even while we are growing or going through these changes or experiencing new things, our nervous system can get out of balance. because our mind and our body might not feel safe enough to embrace those changes. So you have to hack your nervous system, your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs in order for you to step into the full potential of what you can grow into, especially in new career opportunities, or if you have had a complete and total career change. It can really shock your nervous system to where you might feel like that you're thrown into the fire, or you have no idea what you're doing and it's massively scary. Or maybe you stepped into a position that's double or triple the amount that you were currently making. You have to embody the roles and the experiences that you set after. So another experience that I had, I was a hairstylist, and at the time when I was going through cosmetology school, I was really suffering in my mental health, and I have PTSD from being in the service. So my nervous system, I didn't know how to regulate my nervous system or come out of fight and flight. And so I stepped into this new career path where I wanted to be a hairstylist. I went and joined the salon, and I was assistant, and I just felt like that I didn't belong there, or that I wasn't supposed to be there. And what I was perceiving was happening was my coworkers started to pick up on that and started to confirm to me in my reality that no, I don't belong here. I, you know, can't figure out how to look the part. I don't have the skill set. I'm just not getting it down. Or, you know, like I started getting really anxious or like nervous around these people. And then it grew, right? Like we gave it a lot of momentum and a lot of fear and a lot of doubt, to the point where it was just like, I couldn't take it anymore. And I ended up quitting. And I know that's a reality for a lot of us here, where, you know, we get into these positions and we're not yet equipped to handle them. So we end up going right back to our old reality, or right back to people and places and spaces that feel very safe to us. And we have to understand that growth, like if you want growth in your life, you have to really step into the momentum of what that is. You can't be afraid to lose something. You need to look at all of the wonderful things that you can, you know, learn from, grow from, embody, experience. We fear growth because we might like the idea of something more than we actually like obtaining it. Now, I don't know how many people have experienced this, but I've definitely experienced this, where I like the idea of it more than I actually like to do it. So when I was going through my workout journey, I would fill my phone with all of the different type of workout videos. And it became to the point where I probably have 50, 60 videos in my phone. And I just kept saving these videos, saving them. That looks really fun. I can do that. I'm going to try that. I know I can do it. And then day after day after day, I either wouldn't watch the videos, I would continuously save them, and I wouldn't apply the effort that was actually needed to go achieve that. So I've had multiple cycles like that in my life, where I like the idea of it more than I actually liked obtaining it. And so if you're kind of struggling in an area of your fear of growth in your life, where maybe even you want a better relationship, or you want more money, stuff like that, especially money, you may want more money, but you may subconsciously be sabotaging yourself to have more money, because what will you have to sacrifice? What will you lose? Like, what will change your whole? It's not just about having these things and obtaining these goals. Like, you will become a different person once you step into that growing phase of your life, and things will change. People will fall out. Moves will happen. You know, your body will change. Your looks will change. Your thought processes will change. You know, people, you know, who you surround yourself with. And you have to have a strong enough nervous system and mindset to be able to support these changes that you want to go for. Okay, so you could have fears of that it's too hard to grow, or it's too much work, it's too much effort. So be mindful of overly romanticizing these changes and growths that may happen, that you may want to happen in your life, if you feel especially like stuck and you're not able to pursue these things, it could be because you're romanticizing it due to like social media and like what society shows us of and things of that nature, where we see them, we see people living this lifestyle. That's what social media is. It's selling us a lifestyle, but we don't actually see what's going on behind the scenes, okay? We don't actually see what they did to get there because we're watching them and it seems so normal to them. So they normalize this lifestyle and that's kind of what you have to do. But that actually requires you to move in that direction. They didn't just wake up one morning and then they had that lifestyle. They created a series of habits and discipline, and they created this life for themselves through a series of micro and macro decisions that they made along the way. And social media makes it look easy. It makes it look instantaneous. And then when we go to actually do that, when we go to actually try to live that lifestyle, we don't actually realize what it takes to actually get there, or how much work or how much effort or how hard it's going to be. You have to normalize your behavior all the way around it. Okay, so fear of growth, you'll probably want to weigh the pros and cons of your choices, right? It's all about your decisions. You may want to grow, but you have to make a series of choices. You may want to lose weight. Is getting in shape a little challenging? Yeah, it can be. You have to weigh the pros and cons of your choices. Is it easier for you to stay where you are and be miserable? Or is it much better for you to say, you know what, for a little bit, a short amount of time, I might be uncomfortable, but the end result is worth it. And it's harder. It actually takes effort. It takes so much effort in your mind and in your body and your physical like being to remain where you are. You know that it actually takes a lot of effort. Have you ever purposely, intentionally, you're just like, I know I need to do these chores, and all day you're ruminating, you're thinking about it, you're sitting in it, you're procrastinating, you feel yucky, you haven't done shit all day, and then you literally spent so much energy choosing that? Wouldn't it just be so much better to just get in the flow state and then get in the growth and the momentum of it and have that carry you instead of purposely and willfully to like hold yourself back? Okay, weigh the pros and cons of your choices. Is it easier to stay where you are? Is it really hard to achieve this level of growth? The first couple steps are going to be like, you're going to feel like a baby deer, you know, out of water, like you don't even have your deer legs yet. And so, yeah, is that a little uncomfortable? Absolutely. But when you start normalizing that behavior and you start deciding and choosing, this is where I want to go, this is the momentum that I have, and you just build off of that, your life can look completely different with a series of choices in less than 60 days. That's all it takes. It just, you know, when you build a habit, you know it takes 60 days to get that habit in your brain rewired. And as you're going through this process, 60 days, but you can go through the process and go, well, in 60 days, I'll do this. In 60 days, I'll have this. And then how many times have you woken up after like a month or two and been like, wow, I could have been here a month ago. I could have been here 2 months ago. I could have been here last year. Yeah, you could have been if you made those decisions. Now you're waking up every day going, well, where did the time go? How come I'm not where I'm supposed to be at yet? You have to weigh the pros and cons of your choices, okay? Maybe if you want to lose weight and you start working out, you're afraid that you'll never be able to eat a donut again, which is pretty extreme, okay? And that's a pretty extreme mindset there, but it's essentially, what would you have to sacrifice? What will you have to give up in order to achieve this growth that you're desiring, okay? Maybe if you want to start a business, but you don't have what you need to invest in it. And so people start businesses all the time with nothing. Sometimes less than nothing. Sometimes they have like, they're literally struggling and clawing to make ends meet. So it really again, circles back to the pros and cons of where you are. Why are you fearing this growth? Okay. You have to look at your lives objectively. You might have a belief, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay. So a lot of us will stay where we are because you're comfortable. You're complacent here. You might want growth, but like, you're comfortable. Why would I go and pursue this when I already have everything I need? If it's not broke, I'm not going to fix it. If you're comfortable with that and that's where you are, that's totally fine. But you may want growth in your life, but you have that mindset. And those are two conflicting beliefs that you have. You've got to choose. I've had this conversation with my husband, you know, if it's not broke, you know, a lot of men won't talk about their relationships because if it ain't broke, why would I try to fix it? But a lot of women are constantly looking for ways and doing things to make things better, to make things easier, to make things more enjoyable, to find more pleasure, to do like, so, and that's, you know, that's kind of a fine line or a gray area here because it's not all men and all women, right? We all, most of us, I would assume, would like to, you know, have that mindset of how can I make this easier? How can I make my life better? When we have that mindset, we can look at it. We can look at that mindset unfolding within our society, okay? If people were afraid of growth, okay, and they had the mindset if it ain't broke, don't fix it, we could very well be still in the Stone Age. So, like, there are people right now that are out there doing and driving and being creative and being inspired to make the world a better place. And you don't have to make the world a better place. You just being in it, the world is a better place. But our actions affect everyone around us. You know, if you can say, how can I make this better, make it easier, make it more enjoyable, make it more fun, make it more pleasurable, then go ride that momentum. Okay. So you may also fear the unknown. What will happen if I grow and change? Is it worth the risk? Well, that's for you to decide, right? Is it worth the risk to be, you know, fat, overweight, heavy, you know, on the verge of like health problems? Is it worth it to stay there? Or is it better to start working on yourself now that way? So 3 to 6 months or a year from now, your entire being, the way that you think, your body, everything about you will be completely different and healthier and better, right? So you might also fear the unknown. What will happen if you grow and change? And is it worth the risk? Another thing of fear of growth is it's part of a struggle mindset. Some of us believe that we have to struggle in order to prove our worth. Now, I want you to ask yourself, do you believe that you have to struggle? And I want you to really, really, really get underneath that belief. Where does that belief come from? Maybe you saw it in your parents. You have that generational trauma where whatever, like they went through, they had to struggle in order to prove their worth, in order to make their money, in order to be safe. And in this day and age and technology that we have, no one has to struggle. Struggle is now a decision. So if your life is shit and you're struggling and life feels very hard and you feel like everything's on your shoulders, you have made a series of decisions that have led you there. Now, you may not be aware of these things because they get embedded in our energetic field, in our subconscious mind, and in our bodies. But with that awareness, you can choose something different. You don't have to live in the generational trauma of your parents or what society tells you that you have to struggle. That's simply not true. And God does not want that for you. God put us here on this earth to enjoy our lives, to feel good about ourselves, to be pleasant, to spread love, not to be, you know, grinding and fighting tooth and nail and struggling, all this stuff. He doesn't want you to suffer. So you have to make a series of choices that say, you know what? My life could be easier. It could be so much easier. And I think today I'm going to take the path of least resistance. And I'm not going to try so hard. And I'm not going to struggle so hard. And we're just going to allow things to flow. Okay? Let's see. clearing out your struggle mindset, realize that life is supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be hard or a challenge. Even when it's challenging, it's still, you can still be in a flow state with it. It could still feel good and feel like a challenge. But when it's really, really, really hard and really challenging, you probably have a system of limiting beliefs and struggle mindset that's really holding you back from growing. Okay, take inventory of all the ways that you want to grow and expand your life to have a more beautiful, fun, intimate, joyous experience, and dig deep. Ask yourself, what is honestly stopping me? Okay, so this is the abundance block of fear of growth. This could be challenging for some. Some of you, you may realize that, you may be imposed. It may be imposed that you have to achieve. Like it's imposed on you that you have to grow, you have to achieve, you've got to do this. And some of you, because you have that mindset, that might not actually be yours. It might not actually be what you want. You might not actually want to grow because you're comfortable with where you are. But there are other people who are stuck with where they are and they really, really do want to grow and expand and change their lives in every single way possible. Okay, so this is the fifth abundance block out of the series of 24, the fear of growth. And tomorrow we will be doing fear of success. So if you're interested in this series, please, follow all of the socials. You can also do tarot readings with me. I am also a tarot reader. You can find me on TikTok at the White Lotus 777 to check out my tarot readings, and then join the Patreon, the Lotus community. Join the Lotus community on Patreon, which is the White Lotus, where I share all of the tips and tricks for, spirituality, mental health, self-care, all of those wonderful things. And I will see you in tomorrow's video.